Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Sinirda Maria Franco Brito. Date of birth 3/29/1976. Date of procedure March 19, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Hung Ngo, NGO. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, hemoclose deployment, and tattoo 1 cc. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of miscellaneous tissue and zero extent. The patient paid the patient's breath and mask. Please be placed in a plateau position. Status for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is run. Period. While lubricated, the lumbosity of colonoscope is introduced into rectum and events direct pressure to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or facilistic valve and complements of the folds. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, flexure, descending colon, cecal colon, the rectum period, or rectum flexure, is obtained in the rectum period. Bowel preparation was graded as a (7.2-3.2), good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings: there were 3 sessile diminutive hepatic flexure polyps from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 hepatic flexure polyps that were approximately 6 to 8 millimeters in size from the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, at 25 centimeters from the anal verge and the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of an approximately 15 millimeter erythematous pedunculated polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy in total, comma, a hemoclose was deployed for a good hemostasis, and ink was injected, comma, 1 cc for marking of the area. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp from a cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhagic non-mitral flexion, non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending bath. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings and the rectal polyp that was diminutive sessile times 2. That's post-cold biopsy polypectomy. Thank you.